Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome everybody to this hard to believe the May 1st, 2016 edition of Team Liberty Radio. I am your host, Shane LaQuad. In the next 30 minutes, we'll be looking at a variety of subjects ranging from the previous week's primary and caucus results and delegate count to look at next week's primary. And also, we'll be looking at our main topic, which is State of Tennessee declares war on Obama and his refugees. And I tell you, folks, this has been an interesting week. And I first off want to start out by giving the listeners and the viewers of this radio show and of my website, Team Liberty, 1776.wordpress.com. I have to say a big thank you. Because for the month of April, folks, you made the month of April one of the most successful months for me, with 908 views. Now, I know some of you do not think that might be a lot, but for me, when I started this back in August of last year, I cannot fathom the idea of having as many views that I would so far. 908 views for just 1 month completely blows my mind. And I'm glad that the people are taking the views and enjoying the articles, whether they agree or disagree with what I say, but they are doing it. But I want to say thank you for the views and the support that y'all have given me. And thanks to everyone out there for the year to date from January the 1st until today, May the 1st, 2016, as of 6:03 p.m., we have 2,206 views for the year. I also want to thank you, but I also am humbled by this, as I want to give the ultimate praise and thanks to Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, for giving me the ability to write the articles and to give me the ability to understand what is going on and hopefully giving the information to you a way that it will be useful for you to go out and spread the truth, what is going on. So first off, again, I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving me the ability to do this. And then also, I want to give each and every one of you a big thank you for the views and your support for doing this. We are growing by leaps and bounds, but it is to you, the viewer, the listener, of not only the live show, but of the podcast, the rebroadcast on the podcast. I want to thank you. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, changing gears, we're going to look at the 2016 election update and the results of this past Tuesday's primary and the current delegate count. And this week, And the last primary was held on this past Tuesday, the 26th. And you had the states of Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. On the Democratic side, Hillary barely tucked Connecticut. She tucked Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania. She took 4 out of the 5 states from Bernie Sanders. The only state Bernie took was Rhode Island. And this pretty much puts it out of Bernie's reach. Hillary, as of right now, only needs 200 delegates, that's superdelegates and regular delegates, to reach the magic number of 2,383 to Sanders' 1,416. It's over on the Democratic side. They have stolen this election on the Democratic side from Bernie. I'm not a Bernie supporter, but I'm calling unfair. The people are voting for Bernie, but he still does not get the delegates when he does win, as shows in previous states. So you might as well in all presumptibility, unless the by some miracle Hillary is indicted for her crimes. And you check that article out back in my archives about Hillary and the Department of Justice and the FBI. It's a foregone conclusion. I don't believe nothing will happen on that incident anymore. I was hoping that it would, but it hasn't. So it just shows you that the strings that Obama pulls, there is only one way I see anything happening, is that Hillary is a threat to Obama somehow, that he pulls that card out to kick her out of the presidential race between now and the DNC and puts his old buddy Joe Biden in. But that's neither here nor there. That's a story for another day. We'll look at the Republican side. And Trump took a clean sweep of all 5 states. He got all the delegates in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and in Rhode Island. They was, of course, proportionaled out, with Trump taking 12, Kasich taking 5, and Cruz taken 2. And in the past week, I know you've heard about Cruz and Kasich joining forces to try to slow down Trump. Interesting strategy. As you can see, the establishment is shaking in their boots by the Trump Express, the way he's caught on with people. I've still got my regards. I still have my issues right there, and I still haven't made up my mind as who I'm going to vote for. I'm still looking at the Libertarian candidate, whoever wins that, as I may vote for. But the delegate count on the Republican side is Trump with 956, Cruz with 944, and Kasich with 153. To win the nomination, 1237, Trump only lacks 281 delegates to win, 281 of the possible 501 delegates left to capture the nomination. And as of right now, with the remaining caucuses and primaries left, there is 502 delegates up to grab, which we have the Indiana primary coming up this coming Tuesday, May the 3rd, with 57 delegates up for, and it's GOP, on the GOP side, will take all. And on the Democratic side, you have 92. And it's another proportion on the Democratic side. And then next Saturday, you have the Guam Democratic Caucus. The Republicans was held back on March the 12th. On the Democratic side, 12 delegates are up for grab, again, prorated. That's all the caucuses and primaries coming up for this coming week. It'll be interesting to see how these, especially on the GOP side, it shakes out as the Cruz Kasich coalition, as Kasich said, but Cruz is coming out saying he's not in a coalition with Kasich, but you never can tell what's going on in the GOP side now, since it's bought and paid for by big banks and the global elitists. Cruz is from the Bush family tree. He got to start under the Bushes. He's the creature from the Bush Lagoon. I know some people won't like what I say, but I'm just calling as I see it. You look at it that. And Kasich is the pick of George Soros and some more of the global elites. So, I'm sorry, I don't like neither one of them two. Everybody knows who I was pulling for on the Republican side. It was Rand Paul, the son of Ron Paul. That's who I wanted to get the Republican nomination. I knew he'd have a hard fight to get it. But it's going to be interesting to see on the Republican side what tricks they come out with between now and the convention to keep Trump from getting the nomination, even if he does get to 1237 delegates. The people are speaking, whether you agree with Trump or not, the people are speaking that they want Trump on the Republican side. And you can see the dirty tricks they're pulling, as one last week. I'm not going to comment on the allegation that was brought up by something that happened several years ago, Trump, that may or may not happen, because I am still investigating it myself and working on a report about it. But we will see what it says. If I have a report done by next Sunday show, I will share it. But, folks, it's an interesting time we are living in here in America. And we're getting ready to go to our main topic for the show. And it is, State of Tennessee declares war on Obama and his refugees. The article is out on our website at teamliberty1776.wordpress.com by the same name, State of Tennessee Declares War on Obama and Refugees. I would love to have you call in. Our call-in number is area code 845-277-9109 or our chat board. I would be glad to take your questions, comments on this subject. Again, our calling number is area code 845-277-9109. We're going to take a quick break before we get into the heart of our matter. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Our calling number again is area code 845-277-9109. And you can reach us on our chat board if you're listening via the web. On our main topic of Obama excuse me, Save Tennessee declares war on Obama and his refugees. Before we get into that, I would like to, like you listen to this clip of Obama talking about refugees. This clip comes from a Thanksgiving 2015 address by Obama. It is a 3-minute clip, 3-minute, 28-second clip. I'll let you go ahead and listen to it. It deals with what our main subject is here today, folks. Just listen to what he says, and I want to see if you can have the same reaction I do to it. Let's go to the clip.
Hi, everybody. In 1620, a small band of pilgrims came to this continent, refugees who had fled persecution and violence in their native land. Nearly 400 years later, we remember their part in the American story, and we honor the men and women who helped them in their time of need. Thanksgiving is a day for food and football and for hoping the turkey didn't turn out too dry. But it's also a day to count our blessings and to give back to others. A reminder that no matter our circumstances, all of us have something to be grateful for. Maybe it's good health, a new addition to the family, or a child taking a next step toward college or a career. Maybe it's a new job or a long overdue raise. Maybe it's something as simple and as important as the chance to spend time with the people who matter most. Of course, every American can be thankful for the chance to live in a country founded on the belief that all of us are created equal. And as president, I'm thankful that I get to see the best of America every day. The courage of our troops and veterans, the resilience of our families, and the basic goodness of the ordinary people who call this country home. On this uniquely American holiday, we also remember that so much of our greatness comes from our generosity. There's the generosity of Americans who volunteer at food banks and shelters, making sure that no one goes hungry on a day when so many plates are full. There's the generosity of Americans who take part not just in Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but Giving Tuesday, recognizing that in the holiday season, what you give is as important as what you get. And I've been touched by the generosity of the Americans who've written me letters and emails in recent weeks, offering to open their homes to refugees fleeing the brutality of ISIL. Now, people should remember that no refugee can enter our borders until they undergo the highest security checks of anyone traveling to the United States. That was the case before Paris, and it's the case now. And what happened in Paris hasn't stopped Americans from opening their arms anyway. One woman from Pennsylvania wrote to me to say, "Money is tight for us in my household, but I have a guest room. I have a pantry full of food. We can do this." Another woman from Florida told me her family's history dates back to the Mayflower, and she said that welcoming others is part of what it means to be an American. Nearly 4 centuries after the Mayflower set sail, the world is still full of pilgrims, men and women who want nothing more than the chance for a safer, better future for themselves and their families. What makes America America is that we offer that chance. We turn Lady Liberty's light to the world and widen our circle of concern to say that all God's children are worthy of our compassion and care. That's part of what makes this the greatest country on earth. I hope that you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving, surrounded by loved ones and full of joy and gratitude. And together, may we all play our own small part in the American story and write a next chapter that future generations can be thankful for. From the Obama family to yours, have a great Thanksgiving.
Okay, folks, that was a clip again of Obama on Thanksgiving 2015. And I know when I heard that doing my research for this topic, State of Tennessee declares war on Obama and his refugees, it made me sick, him calling these Syrian refugees pilgrims. Really, Obama? Really? Calling the Syrian refugees with 85 to 90% of them? 85-90% of Syrian refugees being a military-age men that was part of the global strategy that you was part of to unsettle the Manchurian government, even though I'm not a fan of Assad, to destroy that and putting in a more evil group than Assad, just like y'all did with Gaddafi. Gaddafi was no angel, but he had built Libya up. He had brought stability to that country, and they was threatening the global world order. Just like Saudi is. But anyway, enough about that. Go on. State of Tennessee, I am so glad that my neighboring state has done what they did and declared war on Obama and his refugees. But on April the 18th and 19th, the state of Tennessee's General Assembly voted and passed Senate Joint Resolution 467 in the state Senate 29-14 and in the state House 69-25 to sue the federal government over the refugee resettlement program on the grounds of the 10th Amendment. For ones who don't know what the 10th Amendment is, I'm going to give you a brief synopsis, a brief history of what it is. The 10th Amendment of the Constitution reads, "The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectfully or to the people." In other words, it is states' rights, where the state's right supersedes the federal government. This was ratified in 1791. The 10th Amendment to the Constitution embodies the general principle of federalism in a republican form of government. The Constitution specifies the parameters of authority that may be exercised by the three branches of federal government, executive, legislative, and judicial. The 10th Amendment reserves to the states all the powers that are not granted to the federal government by the Constitution, except for those powers the states are constitutionally forbidden from exercising. For example, nowhere in the federal Constitution is Congress given authority to regulate local matters concerning health, safety, and morality of a state's residents, known as police power. Such authority is reserved to the states under the 10th Amendment. Conversely, no state may enter into a treaty with a foreign government because such agreements are prohibited by plain language in Article 1 of the Constitution. So, folks, this is another, this joint resolution that was filed by the state of Tennessee that where they plan to sue the federal government is great news for us. To give you a little background, Tennessee in 2008 became one of the first states, which now has become 12 states, to withdraw from the very controversial program known as the Refugees Resettlement Act. And now they are the first state that plans to sue the federal government over its continued operation of the program within its state's borders, even though they have requested that they do not want refugees from Syria put in their state. This is another overreach by the federal government to push its powers onto a state. This is where the government is using its uncontrollable reach and expansion of federal power grab to do away with states' rights. They want to make the United States do away with states' rights and make the federal rule the law of the land, where the states' rights are more important than government's rights. That's why the Constitution is written and founded with that clause, prevent the state from becoming a tyrannical government, which we all see that it is trying to become. That was heading in to stop this, and they are continually stripping these rights away from us. But to go back to the main issue, State Senator Mark Norris, who is a co-sponsor of the revolution, said that the assembly clearly understands the very importance of state sovereignty and public safety. He is quoted saying, "The Syrian surge heightens our senses of urgency to get this properly before the courts, and we urge the Attorney General to act without delay." Norris also added, "Today we struck a blow for liberty by finally adopting State Joint Resolution 467. Whether it is unclear, while it remains unclear that Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam will support the resolution, even though he has expressed concerns and reservations about the resolution, it should be made clear by Tennessee law his support is not required for the lawsuit to move forward. It was also announced in January that Alabama Governor Robert Bentley, that his state would also sue the federal government as well. That is two states, well, one that is going to sue and one that is looking at suing. If your state, folks, is not one of these 12 states that told the federal government no, they do not want the refugees resettlement program in their state, contact your state representative and start pitching a fit and tell them to follow the lead of these 12 states, Tennessee, Alabama, Montana, to name a few. I have a link on the article at teamliberty1776.wordpress.com that explains out the bill. Print it out. Call your representatives in Congress and the Senate at your local, at your state government, and ask them for their fax number and fax it to them and tell them to get on board and do what these other 12 states are doing to stop the overreach of the federal government's power. Because, folks, if we don't stand for anything, we're going to fall to tyranny and be put into a modern-day police state. It is up to us to take our country back. I am so proud, again, of our neighboring state, Tennessee, of standing up for our 10th Amendment states' rights in the United States Constitution. But the battle has just begun. We got to support these states in doing this. If you're from another state like I am, I plan to call the Tennessee representative and give them my support. Even though I'm from North Carolina, I support what they're doing. And I'm going to let them know that their neighbors in North Carolina, they do have support for this matter. But the announcement of this resolution and plans of suing the federal government comes at a very bad time for the Obama administration, as he has recently announced the vetting time of the Syrian refugees would go from 2 years down to 3 months. See, he wants to push his buddies in to so he could push martial law on us, folks. The change in the vetting process was brought about so the Obama administration can meet its goal of 10,000 refugees by September. They say 10,000, but folks, they are known to lie. I say it's more like 100,000 they want to bring in and help destroy this country and live off the welfare, make them welfare idiots. But folks, this is a very real situation we got on. You can read the article at teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. We will be with you again next Sunday at 6 p.m. Get the word out about the show. Get about the website. We'll be with you again next week, 6 p.m. for your weekly dose of truth. This is Shane LaCroix. See you next Sunday.